What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is presented without political commentary. Shout out to my boy, Brendan Fry, just sent me a picture. Triple H of wrestling fame is currently at the United States Senate for a confirmation hearing. I just thought everybody should know that. All right, B. We have this article from, I believe we're talking ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports, kind of laying everything out for the Commanders, what they got as they go forward here, right? Regular season record, 12-5, pretty darn good.
Damn good.
They're currently looking at about $59 million in cap space.
59?
Effective cap space. So sometimes the number you hear doesn't take into account the draft picks they're going to have to sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ESPN number. I'll pull up over the cap, which tends to be the most accurate. I don't know. It's interesting because over the cap, has them at 75 mil cap space with 68 in effective cap space.
Okay. That number is constantly going down every day. It was almost 100, then it was 90, then it was 80, then it was 78. Nice. Boom, boom.
Well, I also wonder if there would be a it's not like they picked up any options. Maybe there's some – there is stuff that could have triggered, but generally that's on like the third or fifth day.
Some in-house stuff they've probably done already.
They say the biggest offseason priority is strengthen the defense as a whole.
I agree.
Look, man, you can talk about lots of different things, but in the NFC title game, they gave up 50. Were there a lot of mitigating factors? Yes, but you couldn't get stops when you had to. Improving the defense should be top priority.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of different ways to do that. I think. Like, the immediate priority now to me is getting some in-house stuff taken care of. And I think Chin is probably the top of the list. He signed a one-year deal last year. I thought Chin was really good for them.
Yeah.
I think of a lot of these guys with expiring contracts, I think a lot of them you sign to another one-year deal, frankly, assuming you can. And if they test the market and get a two-year deal elsewhere, cool. But, like, am I interested in Dante Fowler again? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1 year and bump him up 15% from what he made last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in a three-year deal for Dante Fowler. Like, a lot of those dudes last year were veterans that gave you a really good performance, but there was a reason you were able to get them on one-year deals.
But you need some of those guys on your squad, even moving forward. You need depth.
Right. Chin, though, to me, is a guy that probably gets a multi-year deal, whether it's here or in free agency.
True.
So if you want to try to lock that up, get it done now.
Yeah, if you go right
he's just younger than a lot of those
If
things.
You go right now, you have to go with something that's going to be respect.
Sure.
You can't go in with no low ball, because most guys say, well, to hell with it, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I know when we were talking about, people say, oh, people going to want to come in now because of Jaden. They ain't going to want to come in for Jaden more than the fact that they want to get paid.
Right. I think, like, the whole, oh, this is a destination now. Like, this ain't a wedding. Like, it's a, we're not all going to Cabo. People want to go where they're going to get paid.
Yeah.
I mean this sincerely. I love doing the radio show. I really enjoy coming in here every day. I can't think of a worse location inside of the District of Columbia for people to have to drive to every day. It's a peninsula. The traffic bogs down. Like, we're all stuck on this little piece of land, right? Come here because we get paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, Cleveland sucks in the winter. And Houston is one of the worst cities I go to with some regularity. But they got cash. And people go there because they get paid. Yeah,
totally. There's zero chance any professional athlete wants to go to Green Bay.
Right.
But they go.
But they get paid millions of dollars. Yeah, they're like, all
right. Right. So I think it's important to keep that perspective in mind with this.
Well, I took it off the list when I was back. Because I knew if they had offered the most, I would have gone there. So I just took them off the list.
The Green Bay?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, man, Green Bay card. Nah, I don't think I'm going to travel up there.
Really? How much more? What would the?
I don't know how much more. I didn't even let them get to that
was
point.
Green Bay bad then? Or was that once they had far, but they started getting things cooking?
But I wasn't going.
Well, the other part, what stage of your career was that?
That was early, like year 6 or 7.
So you would have moved the whole family?
Would have had to.
Now, if you had called Green Bay up north, that would have qualified. Unlike Shreveport. Dude, Green Bay would
first
qualify.
Of all, if you go 3 hours, 4 hours driving north, that's north. The hell? It's not my fault that y'all assumed I went way up there.
Yeah, I had a Canadian football tryout. I had to drive up north.
Yeah, I had to drive up north because they had it up in North Louisiana.
Yeah, they actually did want him in Green Bay. They said drive all the way up here, and he just stopped in Kansas City.
If you leave right here, right now, and drive to Philly, you going up north?
Sure.
Okay. Same deal, right? And it's less than 4 hours to Philly.
The only difference was
less than 4 hours.
You referenced Saskatchewan and driving.
The problem is you all don't listen to the whole conversation because I mentioned going up there prior to I saying up north. But you all laugh, Hill. I don't want to hear you.
If JP
all you
want said,
to do is try to put a laugh out there. I don't want that.
If JP said the Maple Leafs are trying to hire me to cover their team, they want me to drive all the way up there for an interview.
I meant Baltimore. I didn't say all the way up there. See, you are now trying to sit up here, lead the witness, and put it how you want it. So I'm going to just say this here. Think what you wish. I know what I said. And you, it's not my fault that you don't listen to the whole damn conversation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, for the people in their car right now that are so confused, this is like inane argument from 3 years ago about Bemidji's Canadian just, football trial.
The reason that it won't be argument anymore because I'm going to choke the hell out of Lanfield if you keep talking.
Jeremy Chinn's valuation from overthecap.com, which is not necessarily accurate, but I find this pretty interesting, is about $5.5 million per. The top safeties in the NFL, Minka, Derwin James, Antoine Winfield Jr., they're making around 20. Xavier McKinney last year signed for about 17 with the Packers. What's crazy is you could argue last year, the two biggest free agent signings, McKinney to Green Bay and then certainly Saquon to Philly, both came from the Giants.
Yeah.
And then my man Joe Shane let him walk. How's that stick with you, White Brian? And it was one thing, he chose to let Saquon walk. He was confident in that decision.
Oh, he had made that decision way early.
Saquon. Yo, in the Hard Knocks, though, when McKinney signed with Green Bay, he was like, wait, what? Like
he didn't even know.
Do you remember that, Brian? When McKinney signed with Green Bay, he was like, huh?
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, White Brian's exasperated. Yeah. That was great.
Brian woke up, shook that thing, and just came into work. He didn't call him that.
Brian has fully embraced radio station fashion. Just looked like a complete
bum. He left out of the house before his wife saw him.
She gives him a ride to the Metro.
Nah, she didn't see that. He must have had on a hat or something. She didn't see him looking like that.
So Chin last year.
He looked like my man from Taxi.
Who? Danny DeVito?
Oh, not Danny. It was the tall one with the wild hair.
The dude that's in Back to the Future? Taxi's a little bit
before my time. They look the same.
Did your wife see you this morning, White Brian?
No, she left for work before I left.
What I said. See?
You nailed it.
Uh-huh.
You nailed it. I'm trying to Taxi TV show. Didn't Mr. T star in a movie called Taxi also?
I don't know. Not a TV show.
Andy Kaufman?
Show me the person, man.
Is that who you mean?
I don't know the damn people's real name. Just looking at his hair.
Andy Kaufman's a pretty famous dude.
Let me see.
I'm trying to find one for you. Like this dude on the left?
Now I got to see the hair wow.
All right, we'll investigate.
Don't worry about it.
Chin last year had a one-year deal. I think it was a little north of $4 million. I think it was like 4.2.
Yeah.
If you recall, they let Cam Curl walk. He signed a two-year deal with the Rams for 4.5. I don't think there's any guarantee. Oh, he did get a guarantee into a second year. Okay. So Cam got 2 years, $9 million, with $2 million guaranteed in the second year.
Mm-hmm.
So odds are they're keeping him. Frankly, I wonder if you can't get Chin at something comparable, maybe 2 for $10 with a little bit of guarantee into the second year.
May take a little bit more than that.
You think?
Yep.
How much?
You look at it, he got 4 last year for a one-year deal. He came in here, he played well, effectively. If you go on to him come back, he's not going to want to take just that $1 million jump for a year. I mean, I'm looking at around 6.
Okay.
When you look at Minka doing 20-something, the kid you just talked about from the Giants got 8-17. He's not going to get that, but damn.
Justin Simmons and Harrison Smith are two of the best safeties, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
They averaged 8. Like, the safety corners get paid. Like, the NFL,
the corners get paid big time.
The NFL tends to be like a have and have not is unfair because all of these numbers are astronomical compared to regular people.
Mm-hmm.
But there tend to be, like, positions that get paid and then positions that don't.
Yeah.
And safety has tended towards the positions that don't because the money goes to corner.
Yeah.
But if you get to 6.5, 7 on that – I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
The cap's going way the hell up.
Yeah.
I think if you want to get that done before free agency, it's 2 at 6.5 is 13. And
that's a guarantee, a good bit of it.
7? You got $7 million guaranteed on the table. You don't have to take visits. You don't have to do anything.
Hey.
$7 million.
Yeah. I think something like that could work, you know, but if – person that think like me, I'd be like, okay, well, why are you offering this? I might be able to get more. You know? You got different mindsets, you know? But I think it could because he seemed happy.
Is there anybody else you'd be in a hurry to get a multi-year deal done with. I'm not talking about you still want to. I think you want to bring back Ertz. I think you want to bring back Wagner. I think you want to bring back Fowler. There are guys you want back. But multi-year deal, and not fake multi-year deal with guaranteed money into the second year. Brian Mitchell answers that question when we come back.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.